Okay.
Glory to God. I just wanted to share a few things which have to do with things that have happened. So much has happened this weekend. We know we've been here. Can you turn me up a little, brother? Want us to turn in our Bible, Daniel chapter 1, Daniel chapter 1. We're going to read verse 17. Remember, we told you this morning that Gary has been getting a prophetic word to do with the Rubik's Cube. You might say the Rubik's Cube. Well, the Lord is unlimited. Now, if you know in the Rubik's Cube, all the turns of all the sides. And Gary told me this morning that all night the Lord was talking to him about the Rubik's Cube revelation. All last night. And he said that the Lord told him about the number 4. Remember, he talked about that the weekend, how that he kept getting hit on the side at 444 in his room. I didn't believe that by an angel. And he said the Lord showed him again with the sides like of the Rubik's Cube, 4 sides. And so he said the Lord was just talking to him a lot about this. But the other night when he gave me a prophecy, he basically what the Lord said is the Lord said, putting everything together, revelation, interpretation, application. See? And he said, he's giving the ability like he's given us here, like this whole weekend has happened, and then he'll give you the confirming signs to confirm, like we've seen all weekend. And the Lord said, it's just going to get more elaborate, more, just expand more. But the Lord said, the grace will be there to be able to figure out everything he's going to do and wants to do. And so Daniel chapter 1 verse 17 is part of the from the scripture about this Rubik's Cube anointing, talking about the, especially the prophet Daniel. It says, as for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And this is a shadow and type of the Rubik's Cube anointing, where you can understand and have the wisdom of God like Daniel had, like Solomon had, like Joseph had. Remember, the Lord had told us years ago that the 3 end time anointings, 3 of them are the anointing that was on Joseph, the anointing that was on Solomon, the anointing that was on Daniel. And all 3 of them were involved in the government. And they were very high level in the government that God used them. And the Lord said that this gathering would be governmental. And it has been. And still, even as we continue tonight. So, God wants us to understand that no matter what he reveals, he will give the understanding of it to us, like he did to the prophet Daniel here. Everyone can say, I receive
that anointing
of the Rubik's Cube,
according to the prophecies.
Now, Bonnie told me that Bob Jones also had gotten a word on the Rubik's Cube. And she's going to be sending that to me. And so the Lord is giving different prophets this revelation from Holy Spirit. Now, Sue said something to me, so I'm going to take a minute here to read a little of this about, we talked this morning about the glory train and how that the Lord had showed Bob the glory train a few years ago, and the Lord... Bob felt that this year the manifestation of the fulfillment would happen. And then we talked about this morning different confirmations that we've gotten confirming that. And so I want to read you a portion of this vision experience that Bob had, Bob Jones. It says he had a vision, and it says, and he said he waited a while to put it all together. And this is the vision. He said the train had come and I boarded it. Remember, this is a vision experience, but he is in the vision doing these things. He boarded the train. I had a ticket and a seat. It was a very long train, and it didn't have any boxcars on it. It was all just one long, large train, and you could not see from the beginning of the train to the end of the train. I'm sorry, you could see. There were literally thousands of people on this train, and they were all sitting down. Bob said, so I found my seat and I sat down too. And I was wondering where this train was going. What is this train? His train. I saw the conductor come by, so I asked him, what is this train? He said, this is the glory train. Now I said, where are we heading? He said, to any city that wants it. See, we want it. Does your city want it that you're from?
Yes.
But see, you're a part of that city, so you need to be telling the Lord, I want it. We want it. Because you have the legal authority in your city. Bob said, and I said, then he was given an egg. And he said to the conductor, what's inside this egg? He said, time. There was no time before man. Time was created for man. And in this egg, there is yesterday's, today's, and tomorrow's time. And every time you hear the train whistle, it will remind you of the coming glory. So when you hear a train whistle, you need to remember this. The Lord's saying the train is coming to your city. The glory train. And on that glory train is other people have seen is the body parts of God from the storehouse in heaven, are the jewels of God. There's really just amazing revelation that's coming to do with this. And everyone say, Lord,
Lord,
I am seated. Remember that. Keep praising God that you're seated on the train. That you're seated on the train. Just shut your eyes a minute and just receive what the Holy Spirit is doing. Hallelujah. As he ministers in his glorious and his presence to you now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want everyone to say, Lord, I receive.
Lord, I receive.
The unlimited.
The unlimited.
Glory.
Glory.
And power.
And power.
And anointing.
And anointing.
That truly is what has been released and is being released in this gathering. It's just so beyond. Another thing I wanted to share was another confirmation of what Gary Beaton told us about when the angel Gabriel sat him up one night in his bed like he did to Roland Buck. And if you read that, you see that that was the first encounter Roland Buck had with the angels on assignment book from the late 1970s. And then, remember, he heard the audible voice, and it said Acts 4:31, which is the place was shaken where the early church was, and they were filled again with the Holy Ghost. Now, for God to send the angel Gabriel to do things like that and speak audibly, very important to God. But I want to tell you, because the Holy Spirit quickened this to me, another person that got the same revelation. And that was Todd Bentley. He also had a visitation, but his visitation was from the angel Winds of Change last July. And I wanted to read you part of that account of what Todd said. Just take me a minute here. Now, I looked this up earlier, but I wonder if it doesn't say it was the same. Oh, wait a minute. There it is. All right. There we go. On July 2nd, the angel Winds of Change came to Todd and he had a scroll. He said the angel Winds of Change said to him, "You have graduated and you're ready for the new beginning and you're ready to step into the new season. And this scroll I have in my hand, I am a messenger, and this scroll I have in my hand is the blueprints for revival. It is the blueprints for the wisdom of God. Revelation of how to take cities for God." Now, see, we're taking this city. That's what this whole weekend has been about. According to the prophecies, it's begun. That well of Finney is now reopened. The seal last night, that it got it sealed it to keep it pure again after last year cleansing, and has now been unsealed, as Gary told us. And he said, and the angel gave Todd the blueprints. Then he said, the angel said, "Tell the church I've taken them from Acts 2 to Acts 4:31. So let's turn to that scripture that Gary gave us in our Bible, Acts chapter 4, verse 31. So remember, this is the same scripture the Lord gave to Gary from the angel Gabriel, and then this was the angel Winds of Change gave it, same scripture to Todd. But notice the angel said, this is where the church is going. The next step, the more advanced, the graduation. So this is the second person that's received the same revelation of the same scripture in the same season. So obviously it's very important to heaven for God to do these things. Verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Everyone say, I'm going to obey
this commission
according to the revelation
that
came through the angels. So you need to be expecting another outpouring for you. That's what you need to be expecting. You need to be thanking God daily for it. Because like I said, when God says I do something twice, I double it, it is established and it will shortly come to pass. So this is very important to heaven. So you that weren't here this morning, the Lord had been telling me the next person he wanted us to invite to come here to minister, and it was Todd Bentley. And few people knew this, but I was going to talk to Bonnie because I know Bonnie is close with Todd. And the Holy Spirit said, no, don't talk to her. I was going to ask her if she felt a witness on it. The Spirit said, no, don't talk to her. I will take care of it. I didn't know what the Lord meant. I just know when he says that, you better obey him. Because I've had the Lord do this to me many times before. And he always does what he says. When he's ready to do it and how he wants to do it. So I just said, all right, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. And you're going to let me know. Not the way I was thinking, but that's all right. And then this morning, Bonnie was up here, and all of a sudden she began to talk about Todd Bentley. And the Spirit fell on me. He said, I told you I was going to take care of it. He said, this is your confirming sign. So I know now we're going to get a hold of Todd and invite him to come. And in the Lord's timing, he'll be coming. Because the Lord said it, he confirmed it. And that's all we need. Because last year, the Lord told me, when Gary comes back, I want Bonnie Jones to come with him. See, you can't just make this happen. These people, they don't come unless the Lord tells them to come. But the Lord said it. I talked to Gary. Gary felt a witness about it. And now we just had, now what? She was here the whole weekend with Gary. Because that's what the Lord said. Now he's saying with Todd. See, we have to follow the Spirit, brothers and sisters. The Spirit knows what he's doing. He has the plan. We just follow him. But I'll just repeat this. The Lord said, the reason I want you to have him come is because many of the prophecies that Bob Jones has given you, he's given to Todd. And the Lord's given to Todd. The same revelations. The same angels. The two resurrection angels, as an example. About the Finney anointing, another angel told Todd about that. The angel Winds of Change worked with Todd, like we just read. And the angel Winds of Change works with us. See, there's many things that were flowing in that brother's flowing in. See, so again, just like we just had happen, what will happen? We will add to one another.
Amen.
We will be in unity in the Spirit, just like we just had happen. And I told you, when we went to the rock, I mean, Bonnie was still talking about that as we were driving her to the airport today, and she just said that was just so amazing. When we were at that Finney Rock, that realm of revelation that we stepped into was the greatest realm of revelation we've ever experienced as far as corporate. Because God used all five of us He gave us all his mind and he pieced it all together like a jigsaw puzzle till it was all a beautiful mosaic, revealing the bigger picture that it's time for this Finney anointing to be manifested. And you all know that have been here, what's happened all weekend. There's so many confirmations of that. But that's what I mean as far as unity in the Spirit. See, that's why the Lord is saying, don't just invite somebody, even that you think you want to see and have come. No. No, I'll tell you who I want to send here. And then when I send them, I'll be with them and I'll do great things. And I'll accomplish my plan, purpose, design, and objective from heaven on earth in your city and region. So I've mentioned this again to all of you, because a lot of you weren't here this morning. So because I'm asking you now, all of you, to be praying for this. Okay? This is the will of God. We have the confirming confirmation. So I want you to be praying that God will speak to Tom. That God, he'll be ready to receive the invitation. That he'll, when he reads it, the Spirit will fall on him. He'll know it's God.
Amen. Yeah.
And then again, we need to pray for the timing of God.
Right.
Lord hasn't told me when his timing is yet. But he will. You know? But we want the timing of the Lord, just like we had the timing of the Lord for this gathering. And one last thing. And we'll go here into worship. Remember, just shut your eyes on it. The Lord, the Holy Spirit is coming in here. Thank you, Lord. Receive the Holy Spirit as he's falling upon you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. There's an anointing that is coming into your mouth right now to speak the word of the Lord as you minister to people. Remember this morning, Bounty talked about the power of the spoken word. God's anointing you to speak His word right now. And we talked about this morning that today, I'm mentioning this again because many of you weren't here this morning, that today is another prophetic date the Lord had given to Bob Jones in 1983. He had told him a drought was coming to Kansas City, would last 3 months, and he said there was an appointed day God would send the rain, and it was August 23rd, and today is August 23rd, 32 years later. And the Spirit brought it back to me, and He said, I'm bringing it to pass for you, the latter rain. Paul Cain also prophesied that when he was here in 1995, that the latter rain was coming here. Now, I don't have time to talk about that, but we talked about that. It was the first night how that Paul Cain had also told me in the dream of confirming Bob's prophecy about Finney, and then that dream came to pass, and when we were with Paul Cain in fulfillment of the dream, he talked about the church where this pulpit is from, and he said there was still defilement there from the Fox sisters, the witches, that started with the spiritism. And that's how the Finney revival was stolen from our city. And Paul Cain went into that church when he was here, and he said, I discern there still is defilement. And when, one of the times Bob Jones was here, he was shown that the well was dirty, but God was going to clean it out. And then last year, Bob, you know, when Gary came, we went there, and it was cleaned out, just like the prophets had seen. So everyone say, I receive
the latter rain.
Say, this is God's timing.
According to the prophecy.
Amen. Just shut your eyes a minute. I just shared a lot of different things, so I want you to ponder them just for a minute. Ponder what we just talked about. Stand up to worship the Lord. Let's all stand up.
Doug, I'm going to start with rain in me. We have rain and train and glory tonight. Oh, we want to start with His rain in us, so that His glory is seen in its fullness and beauty when He comes. Are the words up there? and portals wherever we go. Because you reign in us. Because you possess the reins of our soul. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We don't even want to have a nano thought without you. You are our all in all. You are amazing, Father. I see the Lord, Doug. I see the Lord, Doug. saturate us so much that we may steward, Shura, all you have released, Urasha, this weekend, all you have brought together. Lord, take us deeper, Urasha, into your ability. Haya, Ineasha, we bless you. We welcome your reign, Father. We welcome your reign. We welcome your reign. your glory fall. We really begin to ask you for habitation. So instead of let the weight of your glory fall, let the weight of your glory dwell. As our four pillars are established, personally, corporately, and regionally, it's preparation to bear the weight, to be carriers of the glory. So Father, we don't just want your glory to fall anymore. We want your glory to dwell. To be able to find us, our region, nations, where you can dwell in your glory, where your glory takes up residence, and there's transformation, transfiguration into your image, to your likeness, walking in the dominion of your glory, Father.
The gates of the city in heaven.
and I saw two angels by the gates, and they began to pull the gates back, and as they did, there was this reservoir of water. And if you've ever read the book of Enoch, it talks about how he was taught how everything has a circuit, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, and they have to go all through their 12 gates and all the 12 months of the year and the season. Well, it's not that, but it was kind of like that. What I saw with the reservoir is as it was coming out the gate, it had to go through 12 locks. And the water began to pour, and it went through the first lock, kind of like the Erie Canal type of thing, or like a ladder of water. And it went down the first lock, and the second lock, and the third lock. And it began, and when it got, and tonight it hit the 12th lock. And as it hit the 12th lock, it poured over that last lock, and as it did, it broke up into rain. And it began to rain. You could feel the wind blow through here, and it wasn't the air conditioning. And then Jesus was standing in front of me, and he was talking to me, and he says, "You are the glory." He said, "I said in my word that when you see me, you see the Father." And he said, "When I see you, I see the Father. And the same glory I have with the Father, you have, because we are one." And he says, "My glory is dwelling in you as it's dwelling in me." And then she says, "Let's sing about let the glory dwell." And so God is saying what? He's forming you and fashioning you. He's dwelling in you, lock by lock. But he wants all 12 gates. He wants to come in and flood you, overwhelm you. He wants to totally flood your being, because he's unlocking you. He's unlocking the 12 gates of heaven, and he's unlocking the 12 gates in the earth. And it's a sign of his government, his throne. There's 12 levels, isn't there? It's a process, but tonight he unlocked the 12th. And as it poured over that last lock, it began to break up like rain. And so I was so excited when she went to that last song, because she said, "Let's change it to dwell." And I said, "Yeah," because that's what he's saying to us. Open up. See, when he says, "Open up the floodgates of heaven," guess where the gate of heaven is? In us. Open up the floodgates of heaven, and you guys let it rain. The 12 locks of gates of heaven are open. Open up your 12 gates and let it rain. Because the same way the blueprint in heaven, you have to do it in the earth. And the Lord wants you to open up your gates, because you're the rain, and you're going to release the rain of this habitation everywhere you go. Amen?
Amen. Just wanted to share a couple of things. I was asked to share a little bit from my heart of some of the things that what was coming forth this weekend, and it really is a culmination of things that we've been watching happen over the last 10 years and more. But before I share that, we want to take up a small offering for Susan. While we're doing that, I'll just try to share a little bit. You can make your checks out to In the Image of His Glory, that's IOHG. You can make out the checks to that, or you can see her personally. If you have a debit or credit card, or just cash, just whatever you feel led to share, go ahead and do that at this time. One of the things that I was getting just a minute ago, I was really hearing the Holy Spirit, and what's important is that we understand how these things build, how we're part of that. And if you remember what we were talking about, the Kansas City movement, that was a prophetic movement many of you are familiar with. And if you're familiar with the movements that happened before, including Azusa Street, there was something that they had begun to receive, dreams, visions, encounters, and it wasn't something that exploded overnight. But after a time of visitation and increase of the Holy Spirit and these things, light started coming on. And just normal people like you and I started to get it. And there's a pattern to the move of God that God wants us to really understand and move in. And everybody plays a part. And as we step on these intervals of layers of what God is saying, we really start to open up. If you don't doubt in your heart, so you remember the Lord said, if you don't doubt in your heart, these things can happen. And so God has given us these things so that we believe. And He's given us His Spirit so that we can start to get it and open up. And that's exactly what happened at the Kansas City movement. They started to get it. And they started to come together. And each piece started to flow. And it was unbridled. It was something that they knew this was not man. And we want to know it's God. We don't want to know it's man. We want to know it's God. And that's exactly what's happened. Spiritual things must be compared with spiritual things, which means you have to connect the dots. You have to pay attention. And God is speaking to you in dreams or in visions. He's speaking to you through the prophets. It's very important that the prophets are received in such a way that we understand their role, because the spirit of prophecy is Jesus Christ in us. So we activate that. We get in and we start opening up. And when that happens, that's when the presence of God begins to really move and explode. I can talk about the experiences I've had. You can talk about the experiences you have. But when is it going to start making sense?
Yeah.
And we're on the verge of a huge move. And God has placed this responsibility on us to believe and to follow up and to start getting it. When we start coming together, your faith is going to explode. I've seen in one of the night visions I had, the level of worship when we started to open up and get what God wanted to do and give us since Jesus Christ and even beyond. I saw this level of worship that was amazing. It literally punched a hole in the sky. And I watched the clouds and the air itself carry the praises. The air obeyed your praise. Carried the praises up to the throne. And now, because we were getting it. And we're at that verge right now. The difference between what we've seen before and where we're at right now is this. Is that we're going to keep it. We're going to know what's vitally important. What's more important than a gift or an office. These things are functions of the Holy Spirit. Functions of Jesus Christ in us. But more importantly, you're going to know how to tie to the foundation in the head, Jesus Christ. And keep the move going. We've seen divisions happen after move, and it's because people did not really understand the difference between the nature and the character of God and who God said you are, and the power of the prince of the air. See, God has established us before the foundation of the world. He knew who we were. He predestined us. He pre-justified us. And these things are very, very important for us to get as we understand it. We can humbly and meekly receive the things of God. I wanted to share that. Because of where we're going right now. And the more that we get this together, the more of the explosion of God is going to happen. Not just here, all over. The Lord had me in France not too long ago. Yeah, you can bring that up. The Lord had me in France, in Macedonia, in Greece. And I'm seeing the same things happen there. And that, it was just confirmation. So now I brag about the confirmation. For to me, because I want to know it's God, and God wants us to know it's Him too. So we're coming into this time of sowing together wisdom. Whatever you've received this weekend, you're going to get more confirmations. And that's going to carry you a little further in your personal walk with God. And your faith is going to explode. And you're going to turn around and you're going to start sharing from the Holy Spirit and start lifting people up, getting them back into their place, encouraging them through the love of God. And we're about to see some mighty things. I'm very encouraged with that. Just want to say a quick prayer over the offering. And then I'm going to call Susan up in just a second. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for this time. We thank You for what You're doing. We thank You, Father God, for Your faithfulness. We thank You for Your friendship. We thank You for calling us Your children. And Lord, we believe, Lord, we want to get to the point where we see You joy and honor for all the patience of things that You've waited for from the beginning. So, Lord, we just ask You to continue to be encouraged. Lord God, continue to pour Your Spirit, because by Your Spirit we can do all things. And we just give You thanks, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every hearer tonight. Lord, we thank You for this offering. Bless those who've given tonight and over this weekend. They've given their heart, they've given their faith to You, Lord. And they're reacting out of the substance of that joy, the substance of that reception, Father God, Your Holy Spirit. And may it be so, Father God. This is for You in Jesus' name. And may you continue to work with us, and we just give you thanks in Jesus' name.
I just want to say thank you, Gloria. That was awesome. I just want to say thank you, Brian and Pat Ron. That was awesome. Thank you, Ed and girls. That was awesome. They're not here, but we send them thanks. God's doing a new thing. He's taking this all into levels of worship we've never tapped into before. It's a stretch, but isn't it a good stretch? We want to go into the regions beyond like Star Trek. We're going out into the deep. So I really appreciate and value every one of you worship leaders and all of you guys and all of you that serve, because every one of us are going to get there together, aren't we?
Yes.
Amen. Jason, why don't you come up a minute? I want him to share something inside.
God be the glory. As Pat had us focus on the Holy Spirit, that we are quickening Christ, raised together with Him.
Put the mic up to your mouth.
As Pat had us focusing on our meditations, that we are quickening Christ, raised together with Him, seated in the heavenly places in Christ, I saw this white cloud above this room, and I saw this waterfall. And I saw this place flooding, the floors were flooding. Last night, I didn't know what it meant. Last night, I saw a vision during the worship, too. I saw this stream come in and go through everybody's heart. It was like a stream of water. And the Lord gave me this verse just now in Ephesians 4:13. Until we all reach the unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Yes.
I think that fullness is about to manifest.
Yes.
For the signs are definitely being manifested in our eyes of understanding, our spiritual eyes. And also, 2 Corinthians 13:1 says this, that every word shall be established by two or three witnesses. So what Sue saw is definitely happening in the realm of the Spirit. God bless you all, beloved.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. After I shared about the 12 locks, I walked back there and he grabbed me and he says, I saw that. So, you know, God is all opening our eyes. And like Jason is, his eyes have been recently opened and he's very excited because he's getting visions. And remember Lynn talked about this morning how to use your senses to see, how to sense, how to feel, smell, taste, touch. When you're in the glory, use your senses because a lot can be opened up to you if you just engage it. If you'll engage a thought or a picture, it'll open up into a full-blown vision. All you got to do is engage it. And it's exciting to see what God's doing. Gary talked a little bit about a few of the things that I saw this week, and I've had some quite powerful encounters over this week, and I had one this afternoon. And so I want to tie them all together because these gatherings are like an unfolding, but it's also a connecting of all the dots to sum up the vision. As he told Daniel and as he told John, sum it up. And the reason why God wants to sum up everything is because so we can get it and we can engage it and get more. So I will put these notes up later for those of you so that you can go get it later. That. So I want to start kind of a little backwards because I had three different visitations, but The second one is actually, I should lay out first before I give you the other two. So I want to talk about 816, what Gary talked about with the Liberty Charter, about the angel that came with the documents from court, from the courts of heaven. So in Pat and I are sitting at home on the couch like we always do late at night, percolating, and all of a sudden I felt oil running down my head. And it's happened many times to me, but it hasn't happened lately as often. So when it happens, I pay more attention because it's been a while since I've had that happen. Well, as the oil ran down my head, I then sensed the angel there, and the angel had documents in his hand. And he said that he had just come from the courts of heaven. And he said that there has been legislation passed today on 8/16, and he's come to give us the papers because it has to do with our city. And it has to do with our nation. Because what affects a city will affect the nation, won't it? He said it had to do with us and what God's about to do in our city, but what he's about to do in our nation as well. The angel was giving the papers to us because it was brought from the courts. He said, it's documentation, but it's legislation that was just passed on 8/16, and Gary gave you more of that history. And he said that it's passed on our behalf because of the crying out and the prayers that we have all labored in our various ministries and groups here in the region. He said that we are to receive the papers from the angel. So I looked over at Pat, who sat on the couch, and I said, Pat, receive the papers from the angel. So he says, I do. And by faith, he grabbed them in the spirit. And the Lord said to me, he said, your focus is on the assignment to your city, but your city is a part of your nation. So both are involved. Because you can't affect a city without having an impact on the nation. But see, God has to have an entrance point to give birth, doesn't he? Okay, so the Lord said that the visitation was on August 16th, and he said it was Daniel 8:16. And Daniel 8:16 says, I heard a man's voice between the banks of the river Ulai, and which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. And like Michael Russo said, revelation's great, visitations are great, and the glory's great, but what's it mean? If we don't understand what things mean, how can we join in? How can we not cooperate? And how can we see these things come to pass? A lot of people chase visitations and dreams and visions. Lord, I want all this. I want the glory. I want all that. But what? With all that, get understanding. We need to know what is the application of the revelation. So then I saw the angel holding a chest. It was a brown chest about this long, this wide, this high. And it was full of blue stones, but each stone was lit up like a light. And they were all inside there, and they were all blue, which speaks of revelation, speaks of the Holy Spirit, the revelatory realm, the heavenly realm. But inside, the angel began to stir the stones, move them around, and there was one stone in the center. And it was not blue, it had a clock ticking inside the stone. And the lesson of the picture he was showing me, he says, do not be concerned about obtaining the provision that you need for your assignments, which is the blue stones. He said, but be more concerned regarding the timing for everything to unfold. When you are in this timing, the provision will flow. We all want provision, but he says it's more important to be in his timing because with the timing comes everything you need. So the key is, Lord, we need provision, but Lord, get us in your timing. Make us ready so that we can receive that provision. He said, stay in the timing that has been opened up for you. And then that vision came at 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. See, the key is now that it's been opened up for us, we have to stay in sync. We have to stay in step with the Lord as he's walking it out, as we walk it out with him. We have to stay in timing with each other. And I so appreciated Lynn's revelation of what are you building, what rock are you building on? Because so many people want a word each month, what's God saying for April, May, June, July, August, September, a year, and they go and they pass it all over to 100 people on Facebook, and they pass it all over to the email list. But you know, if you don't get a revelation of what's ahead for yourself, all you're doing is building your faith on someone else's prophecy.
Amen.
You need to go to the courts, to the council chambers, to the bed chambers even of intimacy with the Lord and say, Lord, what is ahead for us? I need to know for myself because I have to build on the revelation that you give birth to in me. That's why when people get exposed in ministry and churches split and people's faith is rocked and stuff, is because they built their faith on you and not on the Lord. And many churches are built on a revelation, but they're not built on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we have to really, and I've been so hungry and thirsty, Lord, we need to know. And people will say, well, what do you think about the comet coming in October that's going to hit our nation? And I said, what comet? And it's all over, you know. Oh, and what do you think about this and that? And I said, the Lord hadn't showed me that. I said, Lord, why have you shown me that? He says, because I didn't say it. I didn't say it was time for that. But every year at this time, it comes out again and again and again. And the church gets in fear and fear and fear every year. It's more important to know timing. But don't be concerned about events. Be concerned about what you're to do in the events. Because events will come in every generation. So, after Pat was sitting on the couch and he received the scroll, then the Lord began to speak, and I wrote it out, and I'll post it. But we also, this part, we did do a podcast of it, and it's already up, but I will read you what he said. He said, and you can, when I say you, it's every one of you, so identify with these statements as being spoken to you. He said, I have called you from the beginning. See, our destination, our scroll is written. I have called you from the beginning for my purpose in these days. And I have called you from the beginning. And ever since I have called you, you have been fought, you have been resisted, you have been opposed, and you have been contested. But I allowed this contestation because this has brought you to your station. Without adversity, you're not going to grow up, right? I've allowed the testing because of what I was investing. I allowed you to stand when no one else would be with you so that you could fortify my command. Lord, why am I always being hit? Why am I always alone? Because you're a general and you better stand in your command. See, if you don't fortify your command, he can't give you soldiers under your command. He can't trust you. So you have to pave the way for others to come and join you. He said, it is by my hand that I have set you in your place, and though many will not receive you, and though many will not believe you, there are many that will conceive. There are many that will come and stand with you in the end. They might oppose you right now, but as it gets tougher and they get their teeth shaken out, they're going to come running to you. I have provided for you, and I have caused you to walk in my ways, and to know my spirit, and to know my voice, and to know what is of me and what is not. And many have opposed you, and they have opposed you from the beginning, for this is the course of all that I have called. We all have to plow that road, don't we?
Amen.
And all that I have called and set in my ways, they are opposed even from their beginning days. But I say, do not look at these things that are arrayed, but look at those things that shall shortly be paid. For I have come with your wages, and I have come to reveal more of my judicial pages, and that's a revelation of the scrolls coming. I have come, and I'm going to move in stages, and you shall see the increase. And it will come, and come, and come, and you shall know the things that shall be done. See, it's like the 12 gates have to open up for it to then hit the earth, and then we, the earth, open up our 12 gates. If you don't remember any four words, remember these four words. You shall not fear.
Amen.
But here's the other four. You shall draw near.
Amen.
Because I've called you to this city. Now, I know a lot of you come from different nations and states. You're a part of what's happening here, but you're also going to, now that it's released, you're going to take it back when you go, and your lives are going to radically change from these meetings. Your lives are about to radically change because you don't understand what's happened to you and in you and what's going to happen through you. Because like Gary said, it's begun. So you're called to the city, but you're also going to cast your seed everywhere you go now and just light fires everywhere you go. He said, I've called you to this stand. I've called you to your command, and you shall fulfill the things that are written in my hand. You shall not be moved, because I have set you before me. And because I have set you before me, many fight against you. But they shall see my hand greatly upon you in the coming days, and they shall know that you walk with me in all your ways. You shall see the things that I have written for you. For I have trusted you, I have tried you, and I have called you by name, and you call upon me. And I say to you, call upon me. Teach my people to call upon me. Teach my people to look upon me. Teach my people to trust me and to watch for me and to wait upon me. For surely you shall see the things that are written and ordained for you. Because this is how I have planned it. See, this is understanding. What's the application of all these revelations, right? What I have planned for you is true, and I will shake this city, and many shall fall. When God shakes a city, the good and bad get shaken, don't they? And many shall know that I have called you to stand through it all. That's our purpose in the shaking, because we're not shaken, but others are shaken, and they will see us stand, and they will say, oh, you're in the Lord's command. What are we to do? How are we to be saved? They're watching you. They need you. He said, you will help my people stand, and you will fashion them hand in hand, and they shall not waver. They shall not fear. There's a lot of fear flowing in the church right now. For I have showed you over the years, and this is the year that it begins. And this is what the Lord said to me in 8:16, and this is what I got a hold of Gary and told him. You shall see things turn quickly, and you shall see things come together. You shall see things fall, because I am in them all. So that was the second day I want to go to. That was Sunday. I want to go to Saturday. Because the Lord gave me a panorama of the transformation of this city, the whole process in one big bang. And I want to describe it to you, because if one picture can speak to us 1,000 words, 10,000, 100,000 words, and it will show us the steps of what the Lord's going to do. Why? So we recognize it, understand it, and get in it and do it. So in the vision, there was a tremendous battle raging everywhere in our nation. And this is not right now. This is coming. This was panoramic from coming to more down the road. The whole nation was in upheaval and violence and demonic activity. Why? Because the glory, when the glory comes, all darkness rages. The glory's in the earth. Where is the glory at? In the earth, in you. And wherever you go, you're going to cause trouble. That's a good thing. So things are going to stir up in our nation like never before. Why? Because God is here for war. He's here for harvest. And he's here for our nation and this city. And it was interesting that that shooting happened when I had these events. See, God, the enemy's getting desperate. But he cannot have this city. It's not his. Okay, so there was a big battle for our nation. I had a very large scroll in my hand, which I did not know until the next day. It was the documents from heaven, which I did not know until the next day when Gary brought his big scroll. See, God will show us, but we have to put our pieces together to get application. But in that big battle, I had that big scroll in. When I get motivated in the spirit, I get intense. And I took that scroll, and it's like I lifted up in the air, and I shoved it into the ground of America. I just went, and I said this, and I yelled this because of the battle, because it looked like everything was going to be destroyed because of the convulsing of darkness that was mad because the glory hit our nation. It's in the earth. So I took that, and there was a big battle for our nation, and I said, this nation shall fulfill the purpose it was born for. All that the Father has written for her shall come to pass.
Yeah.
And I shoved it into the ground. And it went way, way deep into the foundation of our nation. So hard, it was like a jackhammer going in. Yeah, you can do these things in the spirit. So it penetrated down into our nation. And the scroll, it went into the very deepest part of our foundation of our nation. And when that scroll of light went down in, everything that was embedded in the foundation of our nation from the beginning till now came up. And we think we've touched stuff. I mean, everything. Every foul, disgusting, evil thing, whether it was little or every power that was embedded in our nation, suddenly convulsed and came flying out because it could not stay where the scroll was. The scroll of light drove it out. And so I saw all of this stuff in one great big thing just fly right out of our ground, and it began to swirl in the atmosphere above our nation. I mean, it was mad. Because it was forced because of legal, our legal right evicted it. Because we established a covenant with God that gave us legal right to take back our land. And because we took that scroll, which Gary spoke and released last night, this is all coming to pass. I don't know how long this vision is going to take to play out, but it's going to play out. And it depends, I think, on our obedience and our continued intercession to keep it going. So all of this mass was heaving in the air, and when I saw it being evicted, I reached out, and I didn't understand it at first, but I opened like this, like opened the gates. And when I did, this big blast of light, kind of like what people do to get people to come to an event, that big light, that lens that people search later, you know, like car lots do when they have a sale and they want you all to come buy their cars. This big shaft of light came busting out, and it went right up into that mass and hit it. And when everybody else saw what I did, they all opened up their chest and did the same thing. And when all of our combined light got enough, it all hit that mass till it went boom, like an atomic bomb, and that whole mass of darkness suddenly exploded. It became too much. They could no longer resist. And it was obliterated, and it fled our nation.
Glory!
So after the entire mass fled, a great portal of light opened up. Opened up over our nation. And this is what was so amazing. I began to see radical transformation. I mean, I just saw this whole thing. As the light hit our nation, I saw people that were bound on drugs walking down the street. They suddenly woke up out of their stupor, came into their right minds, and wondered where they had been. I saw homeless people suddenly become radiant. I saw gangs suddenly look at each other and begin hugging one another. I saw dried and dead grass even suddenly become green in an instant. I saw beat up flowers look radiant. I saw houses that were run down, all of a sudden, the wood became new.
Glory.
I saw crumbled down bricks that were falling down, all of a sudden became new bricks.
Glory.
I mean, I saw people coming out of their houses to stare at that shaft of light, you know, and it's kind of like, it looked kind of like the little beings that have been showing up in Florida, and people have been passing around on Facebook. You ever saw those shafts of light this week that people have been sharing? There was one, now there's two. Well, just imagine one big shaft of light as big as and as wide as America is. See, God is showing us it's begun, but the more we engage it, the bigger it will get. And when we engage it enough, it will break the power of darkness that has a strong stranglehold over this nation. So then, as the people saw the light and stared at it and came running out of their houses, they began to laugh and some cried. I saw sick people being healed everywhere. The whole city that I was looking at became transformed. And like Gary said, this is epic.
Yep.
This is generational. This is like Reformation.
Yes.
This is more than Reformation. This is transfiguration.
Yes.
And see, God has been waiting for a generation that would pay the price and die enough to where we'd say, you're the stewards now, I can trust you. And he trusted us. He gave us the legal right to do this, the documents. Gary, as the writer, William Penn, as the writer, Gary, came with the document in the natural. I received it in the spirit, and I stood there, and he read it. He read as much as he could. He was so tired. But he already released it at the Newell Hall in Boston. Anyways, it's already been released. But for here, for Rochester, it opened up last night. So the Lord gave me some scriptures for you, so you can write these down for this vision of transformation. Proverbs 10, verse 25 says, when the whirlwind passes, the wicked are no more, but the uncompromisingly righteous have an everlasting foundation.
Yes.
See, that's what God's doing. Habitation is an everlasting foundation. We don't have to lose it after 6 months, 18 months, 3 years. We can keep it for 50, for a full jubilee. And I believe, I have faith for it to keep it till the second coming. You know, we have to see, we are the restorers of the breach, but we are the repairers of all the foundations, aren't we?
Yes.
How about a repairer of a generation?
Yes.
Next one I just quoted is Isaiah 58. I wanna take it, the whole chapter is that process, but I wanna start at verse 6. Because we already know the 1 through 5, we already know the things we've been doing wrong. But God wants to focus on now, what can we do to do right, is to engage this and apply it. So verse 6 says, I want you to choose my fast. Which is what? Being Jesus with skin on. That's what his fast is. I want you to loose the bonds of wickedness and to undo the bands of the yoke. And that's what that vision wants. It was a loosing and unbanding of everything. Of every aspect of animals, plants, creation, people, everything. We can transfigure a generation. He said, let the oppressed go free. Break every enslaving yoke.
Amen.
Divide your bread with the hungry. Bring the homeless into your house. Clothe the naked, for goodness sake. Clothe them. And don't hide yourself from the needs of your own family, friends, and enemies. Then if you do this, if we engage that fast, look what happens. Here's that light. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. And didn't the Lord say he had given birth to the womb of the morning? The morning's here. But my light is not going to be enough to deal with the national bondage. And my light's not enough to deal with this city's bondage, but as we join together and combine our lights, open our 12 gates, open ourselves, and let the light out, then as we engage it corporately, when that last one plugs in like us, then it's going to split. And that light will break forth like the morning, and your healing, your restoration, and the power of a new life, the Amplified says, shall spring forth speedily. See, this is blueprint. This is how do we apply. This is understanding of our years ahead of us. Your righteousness, your rightness, your justice, and your right relationship with God shall go before you, conducting you to peace and prosperity. And the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. And when you call on him, he will answer. So verse 11 says, I shall guide you continually. I shall satisfy you in drought, in dry places, and make strong your bones. So say, bones.
Bones.
Strengthen up.
Strengthen up.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Be transformed.
Be transformed.
See, these are covenant rights. It's your right to have strong bones.
Amen.
It's your right to be watered in good seasons and bad.
Amen.
It's your right for him to guide you continually and satisfy you.
Amen.
You shall be a well-watered garden and a spring of water, Jason, whose waters never fail.
Amen.
Your ancient ruins, which is
from
the beginning of America's creation till now, all that stuff is going to be coming up, those ancient ruins. Everything that is held captive by the enemy that's embedded in there that we don't even know of is about to be dealt with, and that's why you're going to see the upheavals. So when the upheavals come, you already know what's happening. You're not freaked out at all. Say, Lord, get it out. We already know what's coming. Upheavals, why? Because he's going to deal with the devils. He's going to deal with the stuff, and he's going to pull it up so that we can, through intercession, can cut it off and see it up there, and then we're going to hit that thing. And it's all going to fall. That's how nations get saved in one day. When enough light hits that's being dealt with, that's how it breaks and nations can get saved in a day. Okay, so Isaiah 26, verse 16, 28, verse 16 says, thus saith the Lord, I am laying in Rochester a foundation, a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of sure foundation. He who believes, like Michael said, Lord, we believe. He who believes, relies on, and adheres to that stone will not be ashamed, give way, or hasten away in sudden panic. See, God is going to deal with everything that we build our life on that's not of him. That's not the right rock. And we might shake a little, but it's okay because we're going to get smart and root real fast to the real rock. But those who have built on wrong foundations are going to begin falling in our city, falling in our region, falling in our nation, because that stuff has to come down. Okay, Isaiah 45, 7 and 8 says, and here is the light hitting the darkness, and here's the rain. I form the light, and I create darkness. I make peace, national well-being. Nations coming into well-being. I create physical evil and calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Verse 8. Let fall in showers, you heavens from above. That's what happened in worship. And let the skies rain down righteousness. That's the latter rain. The pure, spiritual, heaven-born possibilities that have their foundation in the holy being of God.
Glory.
That means everything in the heart of the Father is coming through those gates. The possibilities, the dreams, the hopes, and the promises, and it's going to rain down on you. Let the earth open, our gates open, and let the skies and the earth both sprout forth salvation. Heaven opens, we open. Heaven sprouts salvation, we sprout salvation. It has to be a joint effort.
Yes.
Heaven and earth working together.
Yes.
And let righteousness germinate and spring up like plants do, together, for I, the Lord, have created it.
Thank you, Lord.
So this is the scriptures for the vision that the Lord gave me, for the process that we are going to walk out for our nation and the nations. So I want to share with you what happened today, because I got a nice heavenly nap for almost 2 hours. And as I was laying there, I saw this great angel come, and this angel that is the steward over the move in our nation. And he had two flames for eyes. That's all I saw was two flames. And he was filled with golden light. It was so bright, I couldn't see his full face. All I saw was golden light and two fires. And he stood here in our city, and he had his legs spread out like this. Just like that.
Now that's the way that Todd saw the angel, too. His legs were spread out like that.
Okay, so he had his legs spread out. And under his legs, remember Jesus birthed his womb, the womb of the morning birth of Jesus. But this angel was sent, and he went like this. And up from the ground, under his legs, was a little bitty mountain coming out of the ground. And the mountain got bigger and bigger and bigger until it fit right in the area between his legs. And it looked like it rose up in stages. It was growing up into the maturity of Christ, right? We're growing up. We're the habitation. It's been released, and it's going to grow up in the fullness and the stature of the measure of Christ. And when it got to that point, the angel straddled it. And he was straddling it, but it came to rest right there. And then when the mountain was fully grown, it looked as if the angel was straddling it. He literally became the covering over that mountain. And this is what the Lord said that means. So the angel said to me, he looked at me and he said, this is what that vision means. He said, the habitation of God is not born of men. It's not built by men. It's not beautified by men, and it's not owned by men. So a lot of the stuff that we gave birth to and built and beautified it and people own it and control it is not him, and it's coming down. It's going to fall. But he said, the habitation here has risen from here in Rochester, this region. He said, this is the explanation of what's happened over this weekend. He said, the habitation here has risen from the ashes of what once was. Like, this is bad.
Yep.
Okay, the whole thing. And now it shall release the reality of who he truly is as we grow up into it. And you all shall usher in that which has waited to come. Because see, the Lord wants to answer our cries for a lot of things we want, but he knows if we're not ready, it'll hurt us or destroy us. And he knows if the church is ready or the world is ready for it. So he's getting everything ready in this generation. He says, oh, I have a people that I can trust now. That won't touch it, but will let me birth it. So, I'll read this sentence again. The habitation here has risen from the ashes of what once was, and it shall now release the reality of who he, the Lord, truly is. And you all shall usher in that which has waited to come. And you know there's more waiting to come. There's 90% more behind the heaven's gates than all the 10% from the beginning of time till now. All we've ever seen is only 10%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a global harvest is waiting for that rest.
Amen.
And God is waiting for a generation that would say, we'll do it. We don't know what it is, but we're available. Okay. He said, the light has already come. His light's here. It's come. And his purposes, the angel said, now his purposes shall now be done. And his kingdom will inhabit the earth.
Amen.
See, it's established in the courts. It's established in the books. It's been done from the foundation of the world. But we have to understand our part. So the books, the legislation have come to us to show us how to walk these stages out. It gives us a mile marker now to head towards, doesn't it? He says, now this is powerful. This angel, what's he here for? The angel said, my assignment is I am here to not only protect the new birth, that's why he straddled the habitation here. No man and no devil can tear it down. The only one that can tear it down is you, us. I am here to not only protect the new birth, but I will now hasten it forth into the full harvest of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It's established, it's come up out of the soil, it's growing now. The more we activate and the more we engage, the more faster we'll grow. See, it doesn't take 40 years, you can do it in 11 days.
Yeah.
Right? We can quickly get to that point. But that angel's purpose now is to protect, as the angels protected Christ when he was born, the angel is sent to protect what's been born in this city for a nation. And he's going to hasten it, or in other words, he's going to invigorate that thing and keep stirring it until it's full-blown for the harvest. Look unto him, Jesus, alone in your commission, for he shall grow you up into your full position. Don't look to people. You need people, and we're not going to do it by ourselves. But your trust has to be in him who will speak to you, and then he'll speak to them, and them, and them, and then you all come together and say the same thing. So he said, I'm here to protect the new birth. I'm going to hasten it. I'm going to get you to grow up into your full position for the harvest. Now look to him alone in your commission. In other words, don't follow what people want you to do here or in your ministry. Don't let them tell you which way to go, how to do things, how to run things. You got to follow the Holy Spirit's plan for your ministries. People will try to control you, influence you, come and join you, and then steer you off. You have to hear from the Spirit so that you recognize those that want to steer you off. Excellent.
Amen.
You are his habitation of great worth, and you are also the harvesters of the earth. Then the angel stood with his arms raised to heaven, and the brightness inside of him then went out into the earth until all I could see. I couldn't see anything but the light of Jesus everywhere I looked.
Yes.
See, God is giving us a panoramic view so we'll know what to do. Well,
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father. He
yes.
is.
Yes.
We have to have a marker to hit, to shoot at, to start heading towards, and he's given us a partial view, a panorama, so that as we step into it every day, he will fill it in more with more information to help us walk it out every day. He said, this city and nation shall be inhabited, wow, by his transformation glory, as we all obey his spirit in the times ahead of us. It is time for us all, like Michael said, to fully believe.
Amen.
To rise up in militant prayer.
Yes.
And to move forward in the battle in strict obedience. Because the Father's on the move.
Amen.
And then, of course, in worship, I saw the 12 gates open.
Yes.
And I understood how the rain comes. Because if we don't understand how it's loosed from heaven, then how can we loose it inside of us? Because heaven and earth have to agree. So we have some things stepped out for us. Number one, this scroll that was decreed. It was decreed in our nation by Gary Beaton and all of them already. And that's already shaking our nation. But it was decreed in our city because God is going to save the city like he did. And here's the finny proof. That has come up out of the ashes because it's time. So God is going to begin to deal with everything in the foundation of this city and nation, and it's going to upheave. It's going to turmoil. Anything we've built, not of his spirit,
yeah.
You might as well abandon it. Say, Lord, show me what I've done for you that is of you, and show me what not, so I can just get it over with now. And we have to understand as these things are shaken, it's because it needs to be, because God's going to it's going to erupt, and as we release the kingdom authority and the governmental right, which is the shaft of light, our rod, out of us, then that's going to cause it all to be cast up into the atmosphere, and then the angels are going to tear it down, and it's going to scatter and flee, and our nation is going to be set free, and God's going to harvest this nation like you've never seen before.
Yeah.
thing was spoken of for September, October, November 2016, all that. It's a process. Who is in control of all this? We have to understand God has a bigger plan, that the church, bigger than what the church right now understands, and the church is in fear because she's listening to a lot of voices. And I said, Lord, why am I not seeing asteroids coming to hit us in October and I better move from the East Coast? You know how many people have sent me that? Yeah, there's some asteroid coming, supposedly, and they put it out every year for the last two or three years. This fall, and it's going to hit the East Coast, and the wave is going to come clear into this bar and all that stuff. And I said, Lord, why haven't I seen it? Because he said, well, if I told you, I would show you if it was time. And he says, these things don't have to come, but if my church don't get busy, these things will come. But he said, I haven't told you because you're not to release it because I haven't told you to speak it. See, don't just get the words from people's mouth.
Yeah.
What's God telling you? Because this city needs to hear what's going to come this direction. And their city needs to hear what's going to come their direction. And your nation needs to hear what's going to come your direction, because every one of us is going to have a different view.
That's right.
But we have to know what to do, because if we're listening to other people's words, it's going to put fear in us. We're not building on the right foundation. And it makes God angry that we're in fear. Because fear kills faith. It kills faith. It quenches the light. And it prevents you from obtaining your right. So, Father, we just repent if we have allowed fear from anyone's words or anything we've read or looked at or heard. We just repent right now of not hearing from you first. If it's true, others will confirm it, and we will know and will not be in fear. We'll have peace. But, Father, we ask that we just repent for allowing things to trouble us, to cause us to worry, because we're not going to perish. We're the harvesters. We're not going to fall because we're the harvesters. We're not going to starve because we're the harvesters, unless God's ordained for us to. But he needs every harvester. So, Father, we thank you for a fresh revelation that you will give us dreams and visions and trances and translations, and you'll catch us up. And we'll sit with you, and you'll give us a bigger view. Father, we need to hear what your Spirit is saying, not only for this year, but, Father, we have decades to go. Decades. I said this before. The Lord took me into 2044. Bob said we were still here in the 2060s. We're not in the seven-year tribulation. We haven't got the church is not even cleaned up yet. She doesn't have her good bridal gown on yet. She's not overcoming and putting every devil under her feet yet, and she hasn't brought the harvest in.
Right.
So I'm standing in heaven, and I'm walking down the street, and there's like this sidewalk cafe where saints are just chatting and visiting, and I'm standing there on the curb, and I'm listening because I overhear the conversation. And the Lord let me hear one phrase, and they were talking about the war from before. And the Lord said, you're standing in heaven and you're seeing this, but this is your nation. And that sidewalk that I saw, the architecture, the buildings, the streets, everything I saw was different. It's not like now. We're going to be here for a while. We're going to go through war. We're going to go through some things, but that's construction. That's called demolition, construction, sweeping away, because there's a new America about to rise out of the ashes. But there has to be some removing of the strongholds that hold our nation captive. So we have time, but if you don't understand that, then how can you harvest for him, and how can you do it in faith? So we need to say, Lord, take me to 2044 or 2060 or whatever, however long. I don't care. Take me somewhere. Give me a look. Give me a look in your book. Open the word to me and let me see where we are in our destiny. You need to know so that when others' trumpets stop, you'll say, that's not your voice, Father.
Yeah.
And we won't spread it and pass it on and cause more fear.
Yes.
We need to be building faith in America again.
Amen.
We need to be building hope
yeah.
in America again and in Rochester again. We need to be building God's habitation. So I wanted to share these things tonight because God's tying all these, and all these things just happened within 7 days. It all began last Saturday and culminated today. All this stuff, Gary had no clue when he got here. He says, well, I have things I can share, but every time he comes, God just goes, bing, cycle in, cycle out. And all these things, pieces fit, and he was blown away.
Yep.
And it was the same as the last time he came here.
Yep.
Everything is full circle because it's a dawning of a new day, and you are the new leadership.
Amen.
And without you, the leaderships, shining the light of the lighthouse in the tumultuous sea, a lot of leaderships are going to crash. They're going to shipwreck in their faith in the coming events because they won't know how to navigate the serious times ahead. But you, the lighthouses, will know, and you will direct leaders, and you'll help them stand, and you'll get them in their command, and they will take their ground in their land because you're called to be those lights. And lighthouses, that's what they do. They help people navigate in the seasons and the years. And in the generations that are upheaving into a new birth. So I just wanted to share these things. It all just makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my part. And this is what the Lord gave me to kind of tie it together. But I do encourage you, if you haven't recorded it on your own devices, get a recording because there's a lot, especially what Gary gave.
Yeah.
There's so much. And this conference has so much in it, it will help us for the decades to come. There's so many steps through Lynn, through Bonnie, through Gary. There's so many steps they gave us. It will help us all do it. And Pat and I love you all, and we need you all, and we're thankful for you all. Because we need each other to grow, but we also need each other to flow. I want you to come up here.
One thing that's very important, Gary said this to me this morning, his visitation of the Lord he had all night, is he said, we have to continue. And really the number one thing, and what do we have to do? Pray more. Intercede more. So we're just letting you know, you, that if you haven't given us your email, if you desire to stay in contact with, because we're having monthly, we call them all day prayer, because he told us that we're seeing Prayer Mountain established in the city, another prophecy Lord gave to Bob Jones, and we're starting to do one Saturday a month where we're praying for 4 hours straight, just interceding, being led by the Spirit, and we did that the Saturday before last, we did that last, not yesterday, but a week before that Saturday, the 15th, because the Lord said, you have to pray it through, and then the Lord said, now let's pray through, and now we all see the evidence of this gathering, and so let's pray through.
And I got this visitation right after that 4-hour prayer watch, then the Lord gave me, it began to release revelation, because we get it through prayer.
Yeah.
So I just wanted, so if you desire to stay in contact with us, then we'll, and also, I'm just letting you know that what we feel led of the Lord, because when we were at the rock, the Lord revealed a lot of things. I know there's some things that we can release, I'm related, and I know there's some things we cannot, but the ones that we can from the recording, because we recorded the whole hour and a half of revelation God gave there, we're going to be, once we get back, because we're going down to Florida, be with Brother, it's interesting, we're going tomorrow to be with Brother Timothy Snodgrass. So another week of revelation. That's right, so, you know, we're just going from revelation to revelation. You know? And, but, so when we get back, we'll be putting something together, and then, again, if we have your contact information, we can send you an email or whatever, just so that you can get just more insight and understanding of what the Lord has done, But the thing is that just remember the word the Lord kept saying to Gary last night was be faithful stewards now of the Great Awakening. Be faithful stewards. We kept repeating it. Stewards, stewards, stewards. All night, Gary said. That word kept coming to him. Tell my people that got to be faithful stewards now. They have to steward what I have birthed. They have to steward what I have released. They have to walk it out. And then the Lord, again, I said this morning, but I'll tell you weren't here. The Lord said, and the number one thing to me, the Lord, is you don't, from now on, you don't miss one soul. Not one. Everyone you see come into my kingdom that I have ordained to come in. So I just wanted, before we end it tonight, to exhort you with these things. But remember, so just
rejoice.
And be in prayer.
Yeah.
Be in prayer, you know.
Yeah.
Because, and like I said, then I would encourage you that to in October, because see, remember what Sue said. See, when Gary and Ian were together with our sisters there, here from Australia, they've come, see, that was a birthing, again, a fulfillment of prophecy. Even what Ian said, he knew that the next key he would get from an angel was the Philadelphia key, and here was the angel, and there was the angel, too. That's
and we gave them the key, and then they
that's
brought
right.
another key, and then they unlocked us here.
See,
the nations are unlocking.
But see, but that was with Brother Ian, but he had had that word from the Lord.
Right.
He was waiting for that visitation, and then it was manifested,
yeah,
see?
It's time.
So what we're saying is even in this next gathering, because remember, Gary and him were together with Sue and with our sisters here, and here we are all together again. And see, in October, again, see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
see, but you can see cycles of God, cycles of God, cycles of God.
They're also like those 12 locks, you know. The 12 have opened in heaven, and now with each one that comes, it's like opening our locks until all 12 are flowing into our nation. So it's stages of release.
Yeah, so we just wanted to, before we end, to just exhort you with these things, you know, because, it, you know, And just remember, and I said, we said this, see, if I could tell you what happened this week, and it's impossible to tell you in words, it really is, because it literally went from glory to glory to glory. And even now, it's so overwhelming to even think about. Because in these visitations that were happening, there was so much revelation that was released. So many things came together, and it's like Gary said, it was the Lord's Rubik's cube, and then you got to go.
How does it all work?
You know, that's what. But the Lord said, I'm going to give you the anointing to see it all. It's all going to fit. It's all going to come together like you already saw with the signs and all the things I did this weekend. You know.
He's doing it.
But so, we just are in the greatest awe, and I wanted to say, think how privileged you are.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, very privileged.
So privileged that you're a part, that the Lord has allowed all of us, to be a part of what he's doing.
And it was worth the fight.
That's
to
right.
Get our right. That's what the whole thing is. It was worth the fight. Everything we've gone through has got us to today.
Yes.
And then, you know, and we'll pray and he'll show us what to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And just like this, God is going to sovereignly orchestrate nothing. We're not going to build on anything. He's going to do it and we're just going to follow and we're going to put it together. Just like this whole weekend, we didn't initiate anything. It took us by surprise, took Gary by surprise. He's still blown away. But see, it's God building the house. And we get to co-labor as we figure it out. Oh, and then we see how it fits. We put it together. We're building it together. So we love you, and we release you, and God bless you, and we're all going to see y'all again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.